Welcome. You're listening to Now That You Ask, curious answers to life's persistent questions as seen through the eyes of Akasha Halsey. That would be me. I'll be your host and guide as we settle in for a few minutes of the unexpected that may bring about your own questions and maybe even some answers too. Thanks so much for joining me. Now let's get started with the show. At the height of laughter, the universe is flung into a kaleidoscope of new possibilities. Jean Houston. One of life's most fulfilling moments occurs in the split second when the familiar is suddenly transformed into the dazzling aura of the profoundly new. Edward Lindemann. This piece is entitled Laughter. Think about the last time you laughed. For me, it was dinner the other night with two people I love but don't see as often as I would like. For some reason, the camaraderie we share involves laughing so much about everyday issues that we interrupt each other with statements we think are funnier than the statements we're currently laughing about. Picture it. A man and two women of a certain age trying to upstage each other with our funny remarks. We can, and sometimes do, get a bit loud. Our laughter can cause heads to turn in certain upscale restaurants. We have a table laden with food choices in no way related because we like to try new things, trying to chew as fast as we can so we can contribute to the conversation. I can't think of many people I laugh as much with as this couple, and every single time we go out to eat, the only thing we do together, really, it's a total joy. I watch football with a friend who has honored this tradition with me for many years. I get to cuss a lot, she gets to be silly, and her dog gets treats from me. I call this a win-win situation because we can recount moments when we made comments about a game, a player, a food, or something else, and laugh about it all over again. Some of our utterances have become staples in our references to each other. One in particular, which we use to refer to each other, totally grossed out her adult daughter, and we always have a good laugh when we think about that. She sometimes calls what she just said the funniest thing she ever said, and I point out statements I like as well. We're silly like teenage besties and thoroughly enjoy that in each other. This kind of laughter is a softer, sweeter kind and has its own place in my fondest moments. I recently discovered Instagram is a hot spot for pet shenanigans which never fail to put a smile on my face and have, on occasion, caused me to laugh out loud to the point where my cat Sid, lounging on my lap, looks at me in concern and retreats to his cat bed. There are babies, bad names, skits from late night shows, and comedians galore. Nate Bargatze, in particular, billed as the world's cleanest comedian, never fails to make me laugh out loud. On the other side of that spectrum is Ron White, a comedian that never met a cuss word he didn't like, who also tickles my funny bone. Seriously, if I look for it, there are plenty of moments to enjoy laughter every single day. Conversations with grocery store checkers often elicit a good laugh, sharing something seemingly insignificant but brought to life by another's comments. Laughter always leaves me feeling buoyed up, full of good cheer, and with a new outlook on what's next. It transports me out of a bad mood, sulky, irritated, into another realm entirely. It takes away whatever bad thoughts have been haunting me and wipes that slate clean. I rarely leave a grocery store not feeling better. It might be because of the food I purchase, which is not strictly part of my diet, but I also prefer to think of the randomness of events that shifted my mood. I meant to talk about the friendships I value and why I do when I started this piece, but laughter just insisted on coming to that party, and now that I think about it, if a friendship doesn't include laughter and a lot of it at that, I'm just a little less interested. I'm not saying anybody has to entertain me, but they do have to think I'm a little bit entertaining and play along. I view someone who creates laughter as a blessing when they show up, and it's one of the few places I can go to let go of feeling stuck and just have fun with what's happening. It's like I'm getting some help I didn't know I needed, a real gift. Laughter can assure me I'm liked and maybe even loved. It requires sharing yourself without filtering, and that's the kind of intimacy I completely adore. Laughter creates a bond between the people involved that isn't easily dissolved. It lingers in my mind and soul, reminding me of why I enjoy being with certain people and how happy I am when that occurs. Laughter for me invokes gratitude. Even if a situation seems dire, a good laugh dispels anxiety, if only for a moment. Perhaps that's one of the reasons laughter is such an unexpected gift. I never know when or where it's going to show up. I'm not necessarily a person who likes surprises, but when laughter spontaneously erupts, I can't say no. Indeed, that thought never crosses my mind. Instead, I'm grateful right then. Enjoy that moment of joy and walk a little lighter as I go on my way. It's not that I want to be entertained all the time. That just sounds exhausting. But I do like to be unexpectedly taken into a, quote, kaleidoscope of possibilities, unquote, as Jean Houston says, because that's exactly where the familiar is suddenly transformed into the dazzling aura of the profoundly new. Lord help me if I don't pay attention to laughter when it comes into my life. I want these two sentences to be the beacons calling me forward to enjoy the rest of the time I have. Thank you for listening to Now That You Ask. I hope you found this episode insightful and perhaps entertaining too. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate and review it on iTunes. If you didn't like the show, well, I guess you just lost a few minutes of your life. But you might want to try another one. They're all really different. You can also listen to past episodes and subscribe to email updates on NowThatYouAskPodcast.com. Bye-bye for now.